The new boss of mining giant Rio Tinto has pledged a new era of accountability for the company after it posted its first ever loss. Sam Walsh unveiled a nearly $3 billion loss after big write-downs on Rio's aluminium and coal businesses. But the company did record a trading profit better than expected at $9.3 billion. Mr. Walsh says cost-cutting will continue across all parts of the company, but he wouldn't say whether more jobs will go in Australia. Here's resources reporter Sue Lannan.
Last month, Rio Tinto revealed it was taking more than $14 billion worth of write-downs on the value of its aluminium businesses and its coal unit in Mozambique. Then boss Tom Albanese took responsibility and resigned immediately. Now new chief executive Australian Sam Walsh says Rio Tinto is on a new path.
Putting it very, very simply, this means individuals will have clear targets and will be accountable for their performance.
Those write-downs, higher costs and fluctuating commodity prices saw Rio Tinto post an after-tax loss of nearly $3 billion in 2012, but its underlying profit, that's before the write-downs, was better than expected at $9.3 billion. Even though that's down by 40% from 2011, head of resources research at investment bank UBS, Glyn Lawcock, says the result is good when you take out the write-downs.
The headline loss is a result of impairments which are non-cash. The underlying earnings is what investors should focus on. So the dividend increase of 15%, we were looking for a 10% increase, so it was better than we thought.
Mr. Walsh says Rio Tinto will continue its plans to cut $5 billion from the company, focusing on its energy and aluminium units.
We're taking a more aggressive portfolio approach to assets that no longer fit our strategy, and we're targeting significant cash proceeds from our divestment program during 2013.
Rio is hoping to sell its Pacific aluminium business, which includes the Gove bauxite mine and alumina refinery in the Northern Territory. But speaking at a media conference in London, Sam Walsh wouldn't be drawn on Australia when asked by AM if there would be more job cuts.
The costs will be across a range of areas, and certainly the businesses are working through all this.
Because back in November, Rio Tinto did say that Australia was a high-cost place to do business. So does that suggest you will be targeting Australia more than other countries?
No, look, I don't think that's necessarily the case. This is not a knee-jerk reaction. It's something that a lot of thought has gone into, a lot of planning has gone into.
Sam Walsh also revealed Rio didn't pay any mining tax in 2012 because iron ore prices fell to a three-year low in October. Mr. Walsh says he's not planning any new investments, saying past decisions showed poor judgment.
Resources reporter Sue Lannan.